Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and time to chat some nutrition on today's podcast. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Steve Mantell back onto the show. Steve, thanks for joining us once again today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Steve, I've loved chatting to you in our various chats, just how sort of deliberate you are in your training. And I'm guessing you're pretty much the same when it comes to nutrition. It's something you really do spend a lot of time thinking about and focusing on.
Yeah, I do. I think it's important for all athletes. And obviously, it plays a big role in how you're going to feel during your workouts. But I also think I really believe in keeping it simple and not stressing. Unless you're allergic to something, I think it just adds more stress to your life to really think about, overthink nutrition. I think if you find something that works for you and you enjoy it in terms of food and life in general, then you should stick with it.
Steve, talk to me about your approach to nutrition outside of race day. We'll touch on race day and nutrition in a moment, but just generally the day-to-day training stuff, how do you approach it?
I wouldn't say I eat whatever I want, but I kind of do. I'm generally a very, very healthy eater. I like to feel good in my workouts, and what that basically means is that I put good food in my body. My diet day to day doesn't change very much. It includes a lot of the same foods. Sometimes a friend will have something and I think that looks good, so I'll try it, and then I'm like, oh, I do like those, so I'll eat them a lot for the next month or so. But and it's constantly changing. I like to, in the morning, I usually have a swim first thing, like I have a swim for my first workout in the morning, and before that I have like an English muffin with just butter and honey, and that works pretty well for me. I found that if I don't eat something before I swim, then about like, you know, 2K in, then my arms just like don't feel that. I mean, I can get through it, but it just doesn't feel that great. So I think getting something in me before helps. I have a lot of oatmeal also for breakfast after I swim, and then throughout the day I kind of just eat as I feel like I should. I have kind of like my staple, I don't know, the foods that I eat a lot of are Greek yogurt, I eat a lot of rice cakes with nut butter and jelly. I like bananas, I like apples, just a lot of like fresh fruits. I generally don't eat that very many vegetables throughout the day, just because I'm kind of like constantly I'm either going to my next workout or something, so I want something that's going to give me a little bit of energy and not like totally mess up my GI system. So I generally stay away from vegetables for most of the day, unless I'm having a smoothie, then I might put some in there. But yeah, I just have found that works kind of well with me. And if I need something after my workout, then generally I include something that's higher protein. And Clif bars have been awesome. They're really, it's good quality food and really simple to eat. So I like having those. And dinner is pretty similar each night. I'm usually pretty busy. I make big meals a few times a week and then just have leftovers. So it's usually some sort of protein like fish or chicken, and then, basically a big salad bowl. So it's like I'll cut up some bell peppers or some mushrooms, have that in there, and then with a bunch of mixed greens and some rice or quinoa or a sweet potato with that. I get a lot of my vegetables in at dinner. I like, as a snack, I like carrots and hummus kind of like while dinner's cooking or something. I think the crock pot is, I probably use that a lot, probably each week I use that. It's really, you can just throw everything in there and let it go all day. So I found that really, really helpful, especially while I was a student, just not being home very often. And it's really easy to make large meals that you can eat for the rest of the week in the crock pot. So I don't know. And in general, I keep it pretty simple. Foods that I know I can digest well and are going to give me energy and, you know, heal the damage that I did to my muscles during the day. I like peanut butter a lot. I eat that a lot. We have probably at least once a week I get frozen yogurt with friends. So I really like going to that, and I like Froyo. This summer my brother and a girlfriend were in Colorado, and we probably got frozen yogurt like 3 times a week. We were training a lot, so it was okay, but yeah, we got a lot of Froyo. So I'm a big fan of if you know whatever is going to get you through the training session. You know, if you're thinking like, I've just totally emptied my tank today, this is a hard swim, or, you know, I was just on the bike for 4 hours, I want some ice cream. If you tell yourself during the workout and it gets you through it, then you should eat some ice cream, because I think your body knows what it wants and you should listen to it. So if you want something, you should eat it.
You're making a lot of people very happy, Steve. Let's talk about your race day, your race day nutrition plan and how you approach that.
It's a little bit different for the various distances, but for Kona, what I like to do is in the morning I had a big smoothie. I just kind of found that it was easy to kind of like pack in a lot of calories for that. And, you know, I didn't have to worry about my, you know, breaking it down that much, I guess, cause already kind of broken down in smoothie form. So I had a big smoothie with, it was like protein powder, a little bit of berries, some coconut milk. And I know some people don't do well with dairy, but I seem to do okay as long as it's not like an overwhelming amount. I definitely tried it out during training to make sure it would agree with me. So I had a big smoothie for breakfast. And then once I get onto the bike, I mostly do chomps, or, you know, like Shop Blocks or Goo Chomps, those kind of like gummy bearish things. I'd have like 200 or so calories of those. I mean, I'm a little bit smaller than most people, but I basically fuel with most of those throughout the bike, and it seemed, I don't know, it was just easily digestible, seemed to work well, and especially in Kona, it's really hot. I mean, yeah, it's duh, but it's really hot there, and a lot of your blood is working to cool your body down, and not a lot of your blood is going to go to your stomach to help digest. So I think either doing like completely liquid, or like very, very close to, or just something easily digestible. You know, you can't do bar. I personally can't do bars all day in Kona. Just there's not enough blood in my stomach to digest, because I'm using that blood to cool myself off and make myself an exercise. So I did mostly Shop Blocks. I have in the past done like dates and nut butter, and I really, really like that. It's kind of like a treat. So I actually, in Kona last year, I was mostly Shop Blocks and chomps. And I had, some really, really just mostly electrolyte drink in my bottles. I mean, but you go through those bottles quick. And so I went through like 4 bottles or whatever on the bike. And then, I just did a bunch of Gatorade. I don't even know how many bottles. I was just going like crazy, drinking so much Gatorade and water. And then, when I got to Javi, they have your special needs bag, and in there I had like a kind of a granola bar that had some chocolate in there, and that was amazing. You've been on like the sweet stuff for a lot of the time, and with the chomps and whatnot, and so I think just changing it up a little bit and giving yourself some like real solid food was good for me, because coming down from Javi, I mean, you're pedaling, but it's not like you're totally climbing uphill. So I feel like it's a little bit easier, and you can get some solid food in, you know? Yeah. So it is a little bit easier to digest at that point. And that just, I don't know, having a little bit of chocolate kind of motivated me. So I think having something, and I think having something that you're looking forward to, at Javi in your special needs bag, or something that you're going to eat in the second half of your bike, is really important, just to help you kind of like stay motivated throughout. Cause if like, Oh, yay. I get another vanilla gel at mile 90. Great. I've already had like 15, so I don't think that's the greatest. I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't be looking forward to that. So having something that's like tasty for you is good. I think I really liked having a few walnuts as well. I know people say nuts, that's not the greatest, but I mean, I tried it in training. It worked well. It wasn't towards the very end of the bike, so I think it was okay and felt fine for me. In terms of the run, I pretty much did. I had a flask that I ran with, which had five gels or so in there, diluted with water. And before every other aid station, I just take a swig of that. So every other mile, I take a swig of my gel flask, and then I had my base salt every mile, and sometimes like in between aid stations, I do a lick or two of base salt. And I used it like a little bit in training, but before Kona. But I knew Kona, since it's so hot and you're going to be just sweating a ton, like I didn't want to get low on sodium. I didn't want to have that be an issue, so I knew base salt would work. And I really like salty things, so I knew it would be okay taking the salt. So I did base salt like every mile, or else a couple times a mile. Yeah, and then once my gel flask ran out, I was probably close to mile 13 or 14. By then you're out on the Queen K. And so I tried to just take in, at every aid station, I take in water with my gel flask, or else Gatorade. And then of course I put a bunch of ice in my hat, put ice down my tri-top and my pants, sponges on my face, felt really good because it was crazy hot. Yeah, and just once I got to mile 13 or 14, I was still feeling okay, so I tried to stay away from the caffeine still for a bit. And I just did a couple cups of Gatorade at every aid station. And then once I got into the energy lab, I started taking Red Bull. And that it caused me a little bit of stress at first, but after a few miles, I got used to it and just kept doing that. And I think the biggest thing for me during the run that I was focusing on for Kona was just not overheating. Every aid station, I made sure that I slowed down to get a few cups of ice, to keep my body temperature down. The ice, the sponges, yeah, it was. That was the biggest thing, because I knew it was hot out, but I just kept on making sure that every single aid station I got enough stuff to keep me cool to the next one. And I think doing that and making sure that I was consistently getting in fuel as well, that first half of the marathon was huge in just keeping me going. Because if you mess something up, if you get behind on your fueling, if you overheat going up Palani, then you can't recover on the Queen K, and you're going to be walking aid stations to try and recover, and it's not going to be fun. So it's better to make sure that you're cooling yourself down, getting in your nutrition, and yeah, just focusing on doing those little things right the first half, so that you're at least setting yourself up to have a good second half.
I think that's brilliant advice. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. Best of luck, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Awesome, for sure. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on the KonaEdge.com/nutrition seminar.